This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is Wednesday, September 11th. Thank you guys so much for joining us here midweek. I got out of my car this morning and I was like, what is that? Oh my gosh, you can really smell the smoke this morning.
It's intense out there.
I could not believe it.
And it's going to get worse throughout the day too as those fires pick up even more. So yeah, they're saying it's bad right now, but it'll get worse this afternoon as well.
Yeah, at first I thought there was something wrong with my car. I'm like, oh my gosh, is my car smoking or something? And then I realized, oh gosh, yeah, these fires, they're really causing a lot of issues. And so yeah, beware this morning. It's not your vehicle when you're getting out of your car this morning. Kind of crazy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. It was a nice day for me on what's today? Wednesday? I'm so turned around the weekdays.
Make sure you say the right day.
Oh gosh.
Continue.
Okay, yes. My Tuesday was a nice Tuesday. So back in July I had major dental surgery done. I had two implants. I had a tooth removed, a bridge removed, and two implants put in, and I went in for my final appointment with the surgeon that did it, and everything looks fantastic. So I'm all clear to get my permanent teeth put in, and once that's done, I'll be able to start eating on the right side of my mouth, and I'm very excited about that.
So you haven't been able to do that this whole time?
Lightly.
Oh, wow.
With the temporary ones, you want the bone to heal around the implants, and so my concern was for the first 6 months of the year, when my bridge cracked in January, so the first 6 months of the year, that bridge was loose, and I wouldn't put anything on the right side of my mouth. Once the temporary implants were done, slowly stuff would get over there, but I wouldn't go hardcore, but once the permanents are in, I'll be clear.
Oh, wow. That was super intense surgery, man. You got, like, a lot going on in there. I didn't realize it was, like, that serious.
Yeah, I was knocked out. It was a whole thing.
Wow.
But I'm happy that it's done. It's behind me.
Okay, he blows in his tight hair over here. Got to get some new teeth.
Mercedes, I'm not kidding. From January until the surgery done in July, that three-tooth bridge, it was so loose. I'd be flossing around it and it would pop off. I'm like, please don't pop up or pop off. I'd be talking on the show here and I would get excited and would feel it start to loosen a little bit. I'm like, please don't
come flying out. These dentures are falling out, you guys.
I'm like, please don't come flying out. So getting that done was such a relief when I got that done.
That'll take a load off your mind. You won't have to be distracted by that anymore.
Flying out.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my grandma, she had dentures on her bottom teeth, and to scare us, she would like stick them out. She'd go, and we would freak out when we saw that because we didn't understand what that was. Like, why can our grandma stick her teeth out? Like, that is absolutely
so
terrifying. So yeah, that just reminds me of that.
How was your week going so far?
It was pretty good. It was it was kind of a day yesterday, some stuff going on. It was a good day overall. Last night, my daughter had a volleyball game, and so we went to that. They ended up winning. It was nice. So it was the first home game of the season. We've been going to other schools, so it was nice to be close to the house. And so caught some of the debate last night after the game. And then, yeah, that was pretty much it. Just trying to get things going for this weekend. I'm hosting an event this weekend, so I'm just trying to make sure I have everything in order for that. So
what's the event?
Now I'm hosting the dessert before dinner gala for the Girl Scouts on Saturday night. And
nice.
It's really cool. They give a bunch of chefs the cookie that they're going to be using, and they have to create a dessert using this cookie.
Oh, that sounds so
cool.
Yeah,
and it's the lemonade cookie that they selected this year. So all these different chefs from across Las Vegas are going to be competing to make the best dessert out of these Girl Scout cookies. So you go, you try the desserts before dinner, and then you vote on which one you think is best. And there's a whole presentation. We have honorees. I have a mini me, a Girl Scout that looks like me, and she's going to be my assistant during the whole presentation. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just trying to get stuff ready for that, too, on Saturday.
Yeah, going to get prepped and ready for that. But that sounds like a great event, and what a neat little twist. I never even thought of something like that. That is so cool,
yeah.
Taking that cookie and then every chef working their magic. That, you got to let us know your top five favorite. Then.
Oh,
who was the winner?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know, because that is my favorite Girl Scout cookie, just the cookie itself. So I'm like, how can they make this any better? I already love this cookie.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get the show started, guys. Thanks for being here. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Cannonball by the Breeders? On the last splash. Do you want to hear Changes by Tupac?
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Or do you want to hear Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson? Choices. Vote right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. Before we talk about what's coming up, we have a tie right now for the pre-show You Pick 'em. So if someone could break that, that would be great. 702-364-9400. It is between 2 and 3. So just giving you a heads up on that. 702-364-9400 is our number if you want to call and text. And actually, I just got the final vote. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, this is a real deal.
Ready? All right.
Mercedes just doesn't pick a song. She literally, I see her. I see her going all the devices, counting everything.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever read like a scathing obituary or maybe heard a eulogy that was like totally throwing shade at the person? A woman in Maine wrote a 4-sentence obituary for her mom, and it's rough. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and by one vote, Changes by Tupac is the pre-show You Pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'em.
These beautiful things that are...
Mix 94.1. Sometimes obituaries are written for the dearly departed. They go viral because they're just so sweet and they're so moving. And this is not one of those, okay? Flo Harrelson, she died. 65 years old. She died in Maine, okay? And her estranged daughter, Christina Novak, got the last word in 4 just scathing sentences. She wrote the mom's obituary. 4 sentences long in the newspaper. She wrote that her mother died without family by her side due to burnt bridges and a wake of destruction left in her path. Florence did not want an obituary or anyone, including family, to know she died. That's because even in death, she wanted those she terrorized to still be living in fear, looking over their shoulders. So this isn't so much an obituary, but more of a public service announcement.
Dang!
That's all it said.
That says a lot about that woman.
She says that it's not a joke, that she, you know, it was written with a little sarcasm and relief, but it's real. She said she hadn't spoken to her mom in about a decade, and she only learned about her death a few months after it happened. She said that she showed the obituary in advance to her other family members. Not a single person objected when she showed it to them. They were all like, right on, I like it, approved.
No tweaking. Hey, maybe I mentioned she loved her cats or something, or she, you know, she cherished her relationship with her husband. They're all just went with the scathing stuff. Oh my gosh.
Have you ever heard of like a scathing obituary or like, do you ever think about who you want to deliver your eulogy or who you want to write your obituary or what you want if you're buried in a cemetery, like what you want your tombstone to say?
I have not put any thought into that. And as I mentioned yesterday, Laura and I are meeting down with an estate planner, the will person, next week to kind of go through stuff. I'm guessing that's something you put in your will if we want to speak at your funeral. Is that something separate?
No,
I haven't really thought about that.
I think your loved ones decide after the fact. That's what we did for my dad. Like when my dad passed away, he never said like, this is who I want to speak. And maybe some people do that. But he didn't have any sort of arrangements there. So it was me, my siblings and my mom who kind of decided who we thought would be good to speak at his service. My dad was cremated. So we have his ashes, but he never really said like that he wanted them spread anywhere. So we all kind of split them up and kept a little bit of them. But it's interesting to think about, you know, those are the kind of things that a lot of people prepare ahead of time.
Well, I asked with the help of AI to write a little obituary about you.
Oh, wow.
And I put in that you worked in radio and some of the passions that you had in life. And this is what it came up with. So if I had to give a speech today, this is what I would say. Mercedes, a passionate radio professional, signed off for the last time.
Oh, jeez, you're going to make it radio related.
Leaving behind a legacy of airwaves filled with her vibrant personality, her love for BTS's music, the Yankees home runs, and the Broncos touchdowns echoed through her shows, touching the hearts of listeners who deeply miss her unique voice and spirit. May she rest in peace.
Wow, that's so touching, JC. I'm so flattered. I have something for your tombstone. I'm going to tell your wife. Put live, laugh, love, and then cross out the live.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2129.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. It is September 11th, 6:02. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning as we get things going. How are you doing over there?
I would like to apologize because I am guilty of an office crime.
Uh-oh.
And you are the recipient of this office
crime.
Uh-oh,
did you steal something from me?
I did not steal anything from you.
So you steal my cottage cheese that's in the refrigerator?
No, I did not. Okay. But it has to do with food and the fact that I'm the guy that has been eating smelly food in the office, and you've been feeling the brunt of this smelly food for quite some time now, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but now that you mention it, yes, I have noticed that, actually.
We're in separate studios, and how the ventilation works is I feel like it sucks the air out of my studio and blows it into your studio, or just the vents themselves are connected. So when I eat any kind of food, it goes into Mercedes' studio, and something does happen in those vents where it makes it even worse. Because I know when I eat my chicken, you smell it. There's a particular turkey dish that I make, and you mentioned before in the past that you can smell that. But then on Monday, I ordered a sandwich, and I didn't realize the sandwich had onions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like onions. I took them off. I didn't eat them, but they were still here in the studio. And I left the studio to do something. When I came back in, my studio stunk. So I couldn't imagine what your studio was like.
Yeah, I have brought in several different variations of air fresheners in here. I have a Lysol one. I just bought. Let me find it. I brought this air perfume. It's very cute. It's like this cute little bottle, and it's supposed to smell like mixed berry to try to get that smell out. I have to spray it every so often.
She's spraying it out.
Yeah. Just, hey, I know you don't do it intentionally, and so that's why I've never said anything, but yeah, it definitely makes my studio smell.
And it happens every day. I usually get to lunch for me around 10:05. As soon as the show is over and we're kind of done some of our stuff, I go right to my sandwich, chicken, turkey, whatever it is. So I just wanted to apologize for that, for being the office criminal.
I have a thought. Have a thought. Why not go into our office and eat instead?
I like to eat and work because I'm still doing stuff in here. So I have my sandwich to my right.
You can't work in there. I mean.
Got my computer and everything.
So you're
set up
obviously
here.
Not that sorry. You're not that sorry. You're sorry enough to say it, but not sorry enough to do something to change the behavior. Is
exactly.
That what you're saying?
Sorry enough to say the words, but not take the action to correct my ways.
See, I don't know about you, Steph, but I would just go eat in the office as not to disturb anyone else. Would you?
And you know what? You'll eat faster if you just eat in the office and then you can go about your day and work. And then if you're eating and working, you're getting everything on the keyboards, just thought. No, you don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do.
We do have a little kitchen area. Maybe I go into our break room and sit inside our little kitchen area and eat my lunch.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would consider going to the office. Separate your meal from work.
He crosses his
work.
Crosses his legs. He's reading the newspaper.
Think about maybe some other options.
Maybe
there.
I'll make the move. Give myself a nice little break. It's a 15-minute
like
break
it.
To eat lunch and then come back in and focus on work. Coming up on the show, 9 o'clock, we've got Guess the Secret Sound. And when you do, you're going to win yourself an Apple Watch. And up next is What's Trending. What do you have for us?
A shocking announcement from the lead singer of one of the world's biggest rock bands. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Right after What's Trending, we got tickets for you to go see Lindsey Stirling when you win Heads Up.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Dave Grohl is trending this morning. The lead singer of Foo Fighters took to social media yesterday to make a pretty big announcement. Now, Dave Grohl rarely posts on his Dave's True Stories Instagram account, so that was kind of a surprise that he posted, but it was what he posted that really shocked fans. He shared a note that revealed that he is the father of a new baby. This is what he wrote. He wrote, "I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and children, and I am doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration towards all the children involved as we move forward together. Dave."
Hmm. It's all right there laid out. He is, I think a lot of people think of him as a nice guy in rock. He's one of the good guys. And to see this, I think it's very shocking for a lot of people to see.
I thought so too. And I saw a lot of people saying it. He shouldn't have written all that. He should have just put this.
I've got another confession to make.
And that's it. I'm having a baby. It would have been so much easier.
There's so many memes. There's another one that's saying, it's times like these you learn to love again.
Yeah.
Yeah, learn to love your family again.
I know. He, deactivated the comments on the post. No word on the identity of the woman that he had the child with. He has been married to Jordan Blum since 2003. They have three daughters, 18, 15, and 10.
That's hard.
Oh,
it's
man.
Hard for the family, the daughters having to deal with this whole thing. I'm sorry they're going through that.
How would you feel like if you found out like your father was going to have a child with someone outside of the marriage? Like, I don't know what they must be going through. I mean, not just the father, but your husband too. It really must be completely shocking to them right now. And I don't know if that would be something I could ever like trust them again.
I would be angst. So if I'm a kid, I would be so, if I'm a teenager and find out my dad cheated on my mom and there's another kid now coming to the world, I would be so angry and it would take me, it would take me some time to that kid as my half brother or sister, whatever they are.
Oh yeah. I don't know if I could ever look them in the eye again. It would just be so devastating. But he says that he is going to do everything he can to regain their trust, earn their forgiveness. But definitely a shocking post from someone who rarely posts. And this is the one that we got. And that's what's trending.
Let's do Heads Up. Caller 20, you are playing. And our phone number is 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up. And this is a great prize for the holidays.
We have your tickets to check out Lindsey Stirling. The Snow Waltz Tour. It's going to be incredible. Venetian Theater over at the Venetian Resort on December 6th. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You pick your category and partner. Get six answers in 60 seconds and you will win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Trace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you are caller 20. It sounds like Gabby is there with you.
Yes, we're on our way to school, and we listen to you every morning.
Oh, well, we love that. Thank you so much for that, and we are ready to make you guys winners with these Lindsey Stirling tickets. All you got to do is pick a category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and you guys will win. What do you want to go with? You want to go with Lights, Camera, Action, Chef Boyardee, or Pledge of Allegiance?
Lights, Camera, Action.
Lights, Camera, Action.
All right, let's do it. National Actors Day was on Sunday, so these are all famous actors, okay? Okay, who do you guys want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Trace and Gabby, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these six questions correctly. And heads up, it starts now.
He played Jack in Titanic. He drowned at the end.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. She used to be married to Bruce Willis. She was...
Demi Moore.
Yes. He is married to Amal. He was in the Ocean's movies.
George Clooney.
Yes. She played Hermione in the Harry Potter movies.
Pass.
She was in There's Something About Mary. She had the hair that was sticking up.
Cameron Diaz.
Yes. He is the Terminator. I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. He was in The Hangover, and he was like the cool...
Bradley Cooper.
Yes! Nice. Wow! You got it, guys! Congratulations!
Sterling!
Yeah!
You guys crushed it. I think you had like 30 seconds left over on the clock.
Oh, you only passed on one. That was Hermione, who was Emma Watson, but you didn't need it. You guys got it anyway. Congratulations!
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trace. Gabby, have fun at school today, and you're all set with those tickets to go see Lindsey Stirling. Now, next hour, we got the Mega Minute right around 7:30, and when you conquer that, you'll get tickets to go see the Black Eyed Peas.
Coming up next, it's hard to believe it's been 23 years since the terrorist attacks, 9/11. And what have you noticed has changed in the past 23 years? Things that have completely changed since that terrible day. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Katy Perry getting the Vanguard Award tonight at the MTV Video Music Awards. That all kicks off at 5 o'clock tonight. So it should be a good show. Eminem will be opening. We have Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, Raul Alejandro. So many people that are going to be performing. It's going to be a really good show. That is happening tonight. Today commemorates the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and people around the globe are remembering the victims today. They, families are gathering in Lower Manhattan for the annual reading of the victims' names. They're going to have a ceremony. There's going to be six minutes of silence to mark when both World Trade Center towers were struck and fell, and then the Pentagon was attacked, and then when United Airlines Flight 93 crashed in Pennsylvania. It's so hard to believe that it's been 23 years. I mean, you think about it, at least for me, I don't feel like it's been that long, but then in other ways, I feel like it's been a really long time. It's just so many things have changed since 9/11. And I was thinking about this last night, like the world really changed after that day. And if you were alive, you likely remember exactly where you were when you found out about those attacks, and how in the days afterwards things were so different. And I was thinking about this last night. Like, remember when you would go to the airport before pre 9/11, and you could walk right to the gate. Like, if you were picking someone up, you could go to the gate, no issues, just go there and wait for them as they got off the plane.
That was the whole thing. Yeah, you have a loved one or family member flying to town. You were standing there at the gate, and there'd be a mob of people waiting for family members or someone to get off the plane. You get off, and maybe it's a loved one. You brought flowers for them or a little sign or something. That was the whole thing you would do. Also, just going through the airport screening, not having to take your shoes off, and being able to travel with liquids on the plane. It was a whole different world pre 9/11.
Yeah, I kind of made a list of things that changed. And what else do you think has changed post 9/11? 702-364-9400. I had the shoes on at the airport. You could go to the gate. You didn't need an ID with your boarding pass. Like, you just went right through the liquid whole thing. Like, that completely changed after 9/11. And there's probably things that changed outside of just, you know, travel and security. I think that the days after, there was such a huge amount of patriotism and camaraderie, and just, we are all one and we are all in this together. And that was fantastic. I loved that. I loved how everyone was just so caring, wanting to help each other. And then, I don't know, somewhere down the line, that kind of split off.
The script was flipped after that. Yeah, but it was, everyone just got along with everyone. You're helping your neighbors out. It was a sense of unity and community and pride in our country. And it was just, yeah, it was a very unique time right after 9/11. With the airports, I remember because I worked at the rental car place. I would take breaks, jump on the bus to take me to the airport, get off, and just walk into the terminal and grab dinner inside the terminal and walk back out. Because like you said, Mercedes, you didn't need ID to get in. You just went through security and you were fine.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about. And then also what's changed is just how we got our news. I remember that day we were scrambling trying to find out like what was going on. And it was like the Today Show was pretty much all we had at that point. Mm-hmm. We're just like trying to get information. Now you take your phone and boom, there's all the news you need. You probably got notifications about it. You're probably scrolling on social media like that. The way you got your news is so different.
How would it be if God forbid that stuff happened today when we have social media in our phones and technology and everything back then? Because there was a lot of misinformation that was put out. I was in Washington, D.C. when it happened. And I remember one of the reports, the Pentagon had got hit. And then at one point, there was a shot of the Washington Monument. And smoke from the Pentagon was blowing by, and the camera was a little shaky, and news reporters were saying that the Washington Monument was hit because people didn't have all the information at the time.
Yeah, they didn't. There weren't people on site that could live tweet.
Yes, send information. Exactly.
And part of me likes that we have access to information faster, but then there's a little part of me that's like, it just seemed like so much simpler, you know?
It was.
It was so much simpler.
The 90s. They were simpler times.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, the first and possibly only presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump was filled with snarky comments from both candidates. We're not here to tell you who to vote for. We're just giving you, the facts of what happened last night. The debate started with a handshake, but that was kind of the end of the pleasantness between the two. Did you watch any of it?
I watched probably the first 30 minutes, and then I could not handle any more of it and had to tap out.
You were like,
out.
I'm done.
I made it 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm throwing in the towel.
Yeah, it was, just a lot of back and forth, a lot of, I think, some contention. It was uncomfortable at times, but possibly the biggest surprise of the evening actually happened after the debate was done, because Taylor Swift, she then posts her endorsement of Vice President Harris on Instagram with a picture of herself holding her cat, Benjamin Button. I just thought it was a cute picture. I was like, oh, Benjamin Button. And I read it. I was like, oh boy, internet's about to break now.
She's stepping into the game. Here we go.
Yeah, she signed her post, Taylor Swift, Childless Cat Lady, and that's a reference to J.D. Vance's term that he had used previously. After the debate finished, the Harris campaign, they sent out an email challenging Trump to another debate, and then Trump responded by telling ABC News that she was challenging him to another debate because she lost tonight. So, yeah, there you go. That's what happened in 30 seconds.
They were both this morning at the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, so there they are the following morning, literally standing next to each other, shoulder to shoulder this morning during the ceremony this morning.
And they shook hands. It was like exchanged pleasantries. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. For something like that, we need to just forget everything
that's going on this morning. To see
exactly.
That. Yeah, but President Biden was there as well. Yeah. Everyone was lined up. I'm like, okay, that's what we need to see on days like this.
100%. Also this morning, a new diet pill might be able to reduce body weight by 13% after only 3 months. So the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, they announced their findings yesterday on this new daily weight loss pill from Novo Nordisk, which is they're the makers of Wegovy. And the early trials on this pill show that the rate of weight loss appears to be more rapid than what's being reported from other drugs. The pill has yet to be tested in a head-to-head trial against some of the existing weight loss drugs, and the results of the trials have yet to be published in a peer-reviewed journal, but they did release their findings yesterday. So it looks like there could be another diet pill on the market here before too long.
What are the side effects of all these pills that people are taking? I had a buddy that did Ozempic, and he was very happy with the results. He lost 30 pounds while taking it. But he was telling me he would get sick all the time, like stomach sick all the time. But the benefits outweighed the suffering that he was going through. He was more happy with the results and was able to deal with the stomach issues that came along with doing it.
Yeah, but there's risks with being overweight. And, you know, there's bad things there. So you have to really weigh the pros and cons of it. I've heard great stories and, you know, similar stories to you with like intestinal issues and stuff like that too. But I have a girlfriend, she's a family friend of ours, and she lost like 40 pounds with it's not Wegovy, it's not Ozempic, there's another one out there. I can't remember the name of it. Hold on. Mounjaro. And she says, I've never been happier. I needed this to help me. And the health problems she was dealing with before, she was pre-diabetic. She had high blood pressure. There was a bunch of other things. They're all gone now because of that. Like you have to really weigh what the pros and cons are on something like that.
And there's side effects with any medications that you're going to take.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Laura having to take a heavy one for Crohn's and her being really concerned about some of these side effects that would come along. And the doctor saying, well, let's look at the other option. You're really sick right now. So,
what do you want to do? Stay really sick or maybe get better?
Or, you know, have to do a little cold or something that comes along with his medication. And she took it and things changed for her.
It's true. It's true. Finally, this morning, Americans are throwing parties for what was once considered a gloomy life event. Divorce. According to the Pew Research Center, more than half of adults say that couples stay in bad marriages for too long. And they're finding through data from, you know, Evite, how you would invite people. They're finding that there are so many people throwing divorce parties now. Like, it's really become a thing. They say the number of divorce parties being thrown is at an all-time high. The trend highlights a shift towards using celebrations to kind of transform life transitions into positive experiences. And they say that divorce parties, they're really therapeutic for a lot of people. And they're actually a lot of fun for people.
My buddy just got a divorce. And something he told me that I was not aware that they do this. He went down to the courthouse to file everything and was all said and done. The judge said, I now pronounce you divorced. And he's like, oh, I don't know if that's something that this judge does, or if you're in front of a judge settling things, once it's all said and done, do they, you know, they pronounce you man and wife when you get married? He pronounces you divorced when it's all said and done.
Oh, see, does everyone who gets a divorce, maybe if you've been through this before, maybe you can shed some light on it. Do you have to go to like the courtroom to do it? I just kind of thought that you would file paperwork and then they'd get it back and you're divorced. Do you have to actually go in front of a judge to do that?
His was not smooth. So they had to. Okay. So maybe that's why. Maybe if you settle things outside of the court with just attorneys and sign some paperwork, you don't have to do that. But maybe if you're going in front of a judge, pleading your case, sorting out assets.
Yeah,
if the judge finishes everything, he's the one that says, I now pronounce you divorced.
Okay, let's do this. All right, coming up next, I had the most disgusting thing happen to me yesterday. Have you ever had a major wardrobe issue? I am talking like disgusting, a wardrobe disaster. What happened to you? 702-364-9400. I don't even know that I want to say this publicly, but I'm going to do it for the sake of the show.
All right.
Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had an absolute wardrobe disaster yesterday. Like, disaster. I am, like, so grossed out by what happened. And I don't know if I will ever wear my outfit again because of what happened yesterday.
What'd you do?
I was wearing a dress yesterday. It was a very pretty, like, flowy blue and white dress that I was wearing. And I went to my daughter's volleyball game, and I was in my dress, and we're there, and the game's just about to end, and I'm like, oh, I really got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to go to the bathroom here at the school. We live like 5 minutes away. I'll just wait till I get home to go to the bathroom. So I say goodbye to her. She has to stay. They have to help with line judging and stuff like that for the next game. And so I was like, okay, bye. I'll see you later. So me and her dad, we leave. We run home. We pull into the driveway, and I run out of the car. I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. I had to pee so bad. And so I run into the house. I run into the bathroom, shut the door. Just relief. I'm like, oh, goodness. Okay.
What a great feeling, too, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I made it. Everything's good. So it was real quick, like 1 minute. And I stand up and I'm like, what the heck? And I feel something on my leg. And I look, and my dress is wet. And I'm like, what? I was in such a hurry to get in there and go to the bathroom that the entire back of my dress was in the toilet when I went to the bathroom.
So you were peeing on your dress?
Yes.
That was sitting in the toilet too?
I was like, I go, ew! And I immediately unzipped it, took it off, rolled it into a ball, walk out to the kitchen with my bra and underwear on. My husband finally walks in from the garage. He goes, well, hello there. And I go, I just accidentally peed on my dress. And he goes, you didn't make it to the bathroom? I'm like, I did make it to the bathroom, but my dress went into the toilet. And he's like, oh, man. He's like, put it in the dry clean pile. I'll take it in tomorrow. I was like, I don't even know if I want to wear this again. Like, what do you tell the dry cleaners? Yeah, can you clean the pee?
Is that a pre-clean?
Like, I don't know.
Like, I would maybe rinse it out first before dropping it off at the dry cleaner.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Give it a pre-clean.
I just threw it in the dry cleaning bag.
No, you have to take that and run it under the sink. And yeah, it's going to get wetter and everything. But at least when it gets to the dry cleaner, it won't be that pee smell.
Oh,
and then if it's in that bag with the clothes just soaking in there overnight, the rest of their clothes, your poor dry cleaner is going to get that bag and open it up and go, oh my gosh.
I know. Well, first of all, there was no other clothes in there, thank goodness.
Okay,
but,
good.
But that bag. Oh no. Have you ever had a wardrobe disaster? Like, I'm so disgusted by that. Like, I don't want to wear, that's gonna be forever known as my pee dress. Like, I loved this dress.
It was gorgeous.
So
I saw your story, by the way.
It was just so flowy that I didn't feel it like go in. It was I'm so upset.
Let's look at the pros. It was your own pee. It was your own toilet.
I had a lot of water.
You used water.
Were very diluted.
Yeah, diluted. It could have been at the school. It could have been someone else's pee in the toilet. There could have been many worse factors in this situation for you.
Have you ever had a wardrobe disaster? 702-364-9400. Amy and Erica, hang on. We're going to come right back to you because you may have beat me. One of you may have beat me on one of your wardrobe disasters. Wait until you hear what happened to them. We'll talk about it after Bruno Mars. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. What was your wardrobe disaster? I had one yesterday. Was wearing a very pretty flowy dress, ran into the bathroom because I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and when I was done, I stood up and realized that I just peed on my dress. It went into the toilet while I was sitting there. Had no idea. Amy, good morning. Did you have a wardrobe disaster?
Oh, yeah, Mercedes. I used to manage a restaurant on the Strip that was very busy for many years. So I'd be running around, like, you know, with my head cut off. And I have come out of the employee bathroom and walked through an entire kitchen of men with my skirt tucked into my tights and my butt showing to everyone multiple times, like 3 times.
And I bet no one said anything to you right away, right?
Just one guy. One guy always saves me. So.
What did he say? How did he break the news to you?
Oh, he pulled me aside and be like, Amy, your skirt. It's like a big joke because everybody, you know, hundreds of people have seen my butt.
Oh my gosh. I think that has happened to every single woman out there. That is the worst feeling when you tuck your skirt or your dress into the back of tights or pantyhose. It is awful.
And she's just so busy too. That's how busy she was. She didn't feel anything. She just went about her. If that guy didn't stop her, how long would she go until someone points it out?
Oh man. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your wardrobe disaster?
My sophomore year of high school, my parents bought me this really expensive, nice leather backpack and white pants for an outfit that I wore on my first day of school. And I put a Gatorade in my backpack. And I guess I didn't put the lid on all the way and it leaked. And it leaked like this yellow pea-colored leather dye all over my white pants, like literally everywhere. And my parents were at work. Nobody could bring me extra clothes. And I had to walk around all day with this like bright pea yellow colored dye all over the back of my pants.
Was it the fluorescent yellow Gatorade?
It was the like dye. I think it was a blue Gatorade, but it was like the dye in the leather that just like came out as soon as it got wet, and it got all over all my clothes.
Oh my gosh. So you look like you peed your pants and you had to go through that all day long.
Pretty much, yes. Oh. Sophomore year, 15 years old. It was mortifying. And this is back in like 2003 when it was still okay to bully people.
Oh my gosh, you poor thing.
White pants look great, but you really do roll the dice when you wear white pants.
Oh, I don't wear white pants unless I'm near my house. That's the only time I will wear them.
We're back a pair of pants in the car or somewhere close by.
Come on and let me out.
I was very upset when I was talking to a coworker to find out that a lot of kids today, because his daughters aren't aware of this, aren't aware of and don't do dangle spit. Did you ever do dangle spit when you were a kid with your siblings?
What is that, a dance?
No. So dangle spit, I would do this with my brother and he'd do it to me. So I would be wrestling around with John and I would pin him down on the ground and it would get on his chest and I would start to drop some spit out of my mouth. And he couldn't move and the spit is falling and last second you suck that back up. It was called dangle spit.
That's so disgusting. My brother used to try to do that to me. Luckily, I was bigger than him. And then by the time he got bigger than me, I was ready to move out of the house.
My buddy did it with his brother and he told me he had brought up to his daughters a while back and like, oh, they never heard of it and thought it was the grossest thing ever. That is so nasty.
It is the grossest thing ever. You don't think that's disgusting?
It's disgusting if you let that spit go too far. Because sometimes you roll the dice, you're like, you try to get it back up, you're like, oh no, I am so sorry. And it just drops on your brother's face and there's nothing you can do about it but apologize.
As a kid, did you ever like make something that wasn't a toy into a toy, or what's a thing that like that kids just now don't get? This was actually something, a conversation we had earlier this week. My husband ordered pizza and there, you know, those little plastic things that come in there in the pizza.
Oh, that hold the box from crushing the pizza.
Yes.
Yes. Uh huh.
So he takes it out and he shows it to my daughter and he's like, do you know what these are for? And before she could answer, I go, duh, they're complimentary tables for your Barbies. And my husband looked at me and my daughter goes, yeah, they're for your Barbies. He's like, these are not for your bar. What are you talking about? I'm like, yes, they are. And so he was he was freaking out because he thought, like, we really thought that's what they were, even though, I mean, I use them for that. But he's like, no, they're not. They're to prevent the pizza box from coming down on the pizza. I'm like, no, they're not. They're for your Barbies. They give these to people so when they play Barbies, your Barbies have end tables. He's like, they are not. He's like, I am serious. Google it. And I found a picture of someone using them as Barbie tables. I'm like, look. And he was flipping out. It was so funny.
They do make great end tables for Barbie or for G.I. Joe for plotting where they're going to move, make their next moves.
I feel like they needed more of a long square, like a rectangle table. These are, you know, you don't have board meetings around a round table that's that small. Those are perfect for end tables for Barbies. What is something that wasn't a toy that you made into a toy as a kid, or maybe it's something that you did that your kids like do not understand? Corinne, good morning.
Oh, there we go. Corinne.
Hey, Corinne, what is it for you?
Hey, good morning. Do you guys remember the game MASH? Mansion, apartment, house, or shack?
Yes. That was your whole future. I could tell you your future. You're going to marry Joey. You're going to live in an apartment. You're going to have 10 kids. You're going to drive a Ferrari. And, like, you're going to live in Zimbabwe. Like, it was so ridiculous. But you were convinced that was your future.
Yes. My 14-year-old niece would think I was a loser if I told her about that now.
I love it. We just got a text here that says, I remember as a kid, I'd play with empty paper towel rolls pretending I had a telescope. I did that too. I just looked through them like, ooh. I mean, literally did nothing, but it still just felt cool to have that.
It was hours of fun. We've got them. Oh, you got one more there?
Did you ever do that with the wrapping paper rolls? Like, go and pretend that they were a sword?
Oh, they were swords. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Pretend they were a baseball bat. I with the paper towel rolls, sometimes I would pretend that they were drumsticks and use those all the time.
They'd be tunnels for our Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. If we had the wrapping paper one, it was like going through the Lincoln Tunnel in New York City.
Oh,
it was the longest tunnel ever for those cars.
But once it got bent...
It was ruined. Unless, though, there was the wrapping paper ones. Sometimes there was like a thicker cardboard inside, and winning all the wars with that thing.
Oh, you could give a concussion with one of those.
And back then, you kept on playing. That wouldn't stop you.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jessica, you're caller 20. You ready to try the Mega Minute?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Let's get a winner. It has been way too long. We are going to do it today. I know it.
Today's the day. Jessica, you're playing for these Black Eyed Peas tickets. Now you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on one, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the Mega Minute starts now.
An Arnold Palmer drink is part iced tea, part what?
Vodka? No, lemonade.
Yes. What fast food chain is home of the Whopper?
Burger King.
Yes. The Sound of Music came out in what decade?
The 60s?
Yes. Which rapper and music mogul is the co-producer of the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, God. Kanye West?
No. In the first Home Alone movie, to what international city did they travel?
Paris.
Yes. James Earl Jones was the voice of which Lion King character?
Mufasa.
Yes. According to the slogan, what does Red Bull give you?
Wings.
Yes. Who is Kate Middleton married to?
Prince Harry?
No. Donald.
The other one.
What's his name?
Prince Harry. Edward. Prince.
Let's pass. Donald Glover. Oh, darn it. It's William, Jessica.
Oh, man.
I know. We don't really like, it's like, he's just one of the princes. Like, how?
The other one might work. You said William, then the other one? I don't know.
I would have accepted it. I don't think our judges would have.
No, we don't.
Let's talk about the rapper and music mogul's co-producer of the Super Bowl halftime show. That's Jay-Z. So we missed that one. And then all the others you got right. We didn't make it through all 10. But yeah, Prince William is who Kate Middleton is married to. Jessica, that was a great effort. You did really well on the other questions, but that means not a winner. Another victim of the Mega Minute. Let's give you these tickets, though, for caller 20. Two of them to Black Eyed Peas 3008, the Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood. They're yours right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You can probably tell from all the smoke in the air today. Southern California, they are facing a trifecta of dangerous wildfires. You have the Line Fire, the Bridge Fire, and the Airport Fire, which are all threatening over 65,000 homes and other structures. The fires are being aided by triple-digit temperatures, dry conditions. Evacuation orders have been issued, and California Governor Gavin Newsom pledges massive resources towards battling the blazes, saying that California stands with these communities and has their backs. A 34-person strike team from the Clark County Fire Department and three other local fire departments in Southern Nevada are being deployed to Washoe County to assist with the efforts to fight the Davis fire near Reno. They're scheduled to leave just a few minutes, 8 o'clock this morning.
That one has burned 5,600 acres, 31% contained, but they're saying today with the conditions we have with the dry weather and the winds that are kicking in, it's that fire, they just flat out said, is going to get worse this afternoon.
It's just brutal. And just this morning when I arrived here at the radio station, I mentioned to you guys that I got out of my car and I thought my car was burning or something. And I realized, oh, that's the smoke. And then it's just progressively getting worse and worse. And you can smell it everywhere within our building. Like, clearly we're circulating the air from the outside inside. It is so smoky smelling inside our building right now.
And everyone's, we're getting text messages saying, check out the sun with this smoke, and the sun is hitting everything. We can't leave. We can't see the sun from the studio, but I'm seeing some pictures on social media the way the sun looks right now. It's kind of wild seeing everything outside.
Yeah, it really is. So be careful out there, guys. Also this morning, to help ease the stress and make parents' lives a little less hectic during the back to school season, Uber, they are offering free rides and Uber takeout for the entire month of September to students with those new Uber Teen accounts. Teens can claim this offer by signing up for an Uber Teen account that allows them to enjoy 6 complimentary rides to school and 6 meal deliveries during the month. And the rides and delivery fees, they're capped at $20 each, but taxes and fees still apply.
Well, that'll help out, though. Definitely. Yeah, that's a big help. That's cool from Uber.
Yeah, nice way to save some cash. Finally, this morning, this is a crazy story. So about 1 in 4 Gen Z and millennial adults say in a new survey that they're not going to be having kids. And the reason is money. This new survey says 23% of adults between 18 and 43 plan to remain childless because they're concerned with their ability to take care of children and afford them. Many claim that they like the financial freedom of not having kids. And they say it's not clear if that's the trend or if it's just that they can't afford them. People over 50 were more likely to say they never had kids because it just didn't happen, but money had nothing to do with it.
Do your daughters talk about having kids? Is that a conversation you guys have? Is something they bring up to you, or just it's not even on their mind
now? They both have said they don't want kids. I'm like,
really?
Why?
Both of them say that,
yeah,
huh?
I don't know that it has anything to do with money. They just say they don't want to have kids. I don't know what it's all about.
Well, it is. Today is Wednesday, so coming up here in just a few minutes, we've got our career day.
We are going to talk to someone in a very interesting profession, and you can ask them whatever you want. No question is off limits, including how much money do you make? And today, we're going to talk to someone with a fascinating job, a hotel butler. Butler to the celebrities, butler to the stars. What questions would you like to ask a hotel butler? We're going to have one on the air in just a couple of minutes, but call us or text us with your questions right now, and we will ask them for you. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Wednesday morning, and that means it is time for Career Day. Career Day is your chance to find out all about a specific job. And there are some interesting ones. If you ever want to be featured on Career Day, you can remain anonymous, but you got to be honest. You got to answer all the questions about your job. And I think every job is interesting. We've talked to pilots. We've talked to tow truck drivers. We've talked to cruise ship captains. You name it, we're getting to it. And today, we have a very special guest for Career Day. It is Mark, and he is a hotel butler. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Thank you for being part of Career Day. And you, from what I understand, have been a butler at we're not going to say the name, but like a very high-end hotel in Las Vegas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you do that?
20 years. I came to Vegas in 1999, and I got hired right away at a great hotel, and It's still great, but yeah, back in the day when I came to Vegas, every hotel was owned by a different person. So that was great. And then in 2000s when the corporations came in, and now it's all corporate. So I'll just leave it at that, okay?
All right, fair enough. Now, if you have a question for Mark, 702-364-9400, you can call us. You can text us. The first question that I saw come in is, what is the most outlandish thing a celebrity has asked for?
Mariah Carey asked us to paint the walls pink in the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And did you guys do that?
Well, it was a last-minute thing. She should have asked that before she came in, because she was here for an award show, and that was probably the only time that I seen them turn someone down, but that was a last-minute thing, and they were like, no, we're not ripping down this great wallpaper, and yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
What's the oddest thing you had to go out and get? So Mariah Carey saying paint the walls. What's the oddest thing that a celebrity said, hey, I want this, that you had to go out and find for that person?
Oddest thing. Well, just when guests check in, they have everything in the hotel. I remember I was out front of the hotel walking a guest's dog, and Lady Gaga comes out with her bodyguard, and she goes, hey, Mark, what are you doing? So I said, I'm walking so-and-so's dog. And then she goes, well, do you want to come to the mall with us? So I said, what? And then, yeah, she's in a Rolls Royce there. And I actually had to turn her down because I had to go walk the dog and do some other things. So that was kind of something that was kind of like, what? Turned down going to the mall with Lady Gaga.
Literally, our first two stories are about Mariah Carey and Lady Gaga. If you're just tuning in, and this is Career Day, we've got Mark, who's a hotel butler, on the phone right now. Mark, another question that we just got. What is the largest and smallest tip that you have ever received?
Well, the best tip I got in Vegas was in year 2000. A guy came in, and he's from Beverly Hills, California. I live in a $50 million mansion. I got a dozen supercars sitting in the driveway. He wanted to play blackjack. He wanted to stay in the hotel for 45 days. I got the room next to him. I was the first and only person to live in the hotel, and he went downstairs to play blackjack. $45,000 a hand and five hands at one time. He won $1 million the first day. He won $1 million the second day. He won $1 million the third day, and then they kicked him out of the hotel.
Oh, did he tip you off of that?
He left me $45,000 for 3 days' work. That was my best tip in Vegas.
Whoa.
I had to share it with nobody.
Oh, my gosh. That's more than some people make in a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Well, he was worth $500 million, which I told him, where do I get my $500 million from? He said, it's a family business. His father told him to get into the video game business, and he was doing good. He was only 35 years old. Yeah.
Oh, that is wild.
He's a legend in Vegas because he's been kicked out of every hotel for winning too much money.
That's crazy.
But he's taking care of the people in the hotel, which
and
is fantastic. Yeah.
Mark, hang on the line. We have more questions coming. If you have a question for Mark, the hotel butler for Career Day, call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Some of the questions we're going to ask him: what celebrity has been the rudest? How do you apply to be a butler for celebrities? And of course, we are going to ask, how much money does a hotel butler make a year? We know at least $45,000
a year. Yeah,
all
one tip.
All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Career Day. We have Mark the Hotel Butler on the show today with some fascinating stories, and we're taking your questions at 702-364-9400. Mark, a lot of people want to know, how do you get to be a butler for celebrities?
Well, I started my career in New York City. I worked at the Plaza Hotel and the Four Seasons. So once you have those on your resume, I could walk into any hotel here, and they pull me to the side. So I got a job. So just a great resume, and I got that New York City flair and sauce, so I know how to talk to people, and I'm amazing.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, Mark, a couple people coming in on the text line here. You mentioned working with Mariah Carey and Lady Gaga. People want to know, and you said their names so casually, have you ever been starstruck throughout your career? And if so, who was that person?
Well, the two Michaels is Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson took a swing right at me, so I ducked his punch. Don't ask how. God was with me. My manager told me to go back upstairs and let him hit you. That's $1 million punch.
What?
Yeah. Well,
wait, why was he taking a swing at you? What
happened? Well, the whole story is he ordered some food, so I go upstairs and I knock on the door 5-6 times. Then a beautiful girl comes to the door. She says he's inside. So then she actually leaves. So I'm wheeling the table down the hallway and I see him on the couch. So I'm like, oh boy, there goes Mike. So my heart went pitter-pat, and then I get to the living room, and, yeah, he's asleep on the couch, SportsCenter's on, the TV's blasting. I look around the hotel room. It's trash, clothes are all over the place, empty water bottles, the room service table tipped over. There's all these crumpled up $100 bills on the floor. So I'm wondering what's going on there. Then I looked, and he was trying to shoot them into a garbage can, but it was a horrible shot because they were all on the floor. Then I said, butler, 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 and he woke up and took a swing right at me. I ducked, and he said, who are you? I said, I'm Mark the Butler. You ordered food. But I did say, ding, 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 ding. So that snapped him out of it. That was the funniest thing. Like,
Oh, my gosh.
Then he asked me, was I a boxer? I said, no. He said, yeah, but I just swung at you, and you ducked. I said, Mike, you were asleep on the couch. You were smoking, and that was a horrible punch. And he grabbed me right away and said, you're the best, and hugged me for like 20 seconds. And I told him, I'm from Brooklyn, and we bonded right there. He told me, put your phone number in my phone, which I did. And, yeah, now
wow.
I'm Mike Tyson's friend. Yeah.
This is Career Day. We're talking to Mark, the hotel butler, a butler to celebrities. Someone wants to know, what celebrity has been the rudest to you?
Sadly, Prince.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to feed him and his wife in this suite, and I go upstairs, and I see this note that he left me. Keep the drapes drawn and the lights down low. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I go and do that and stuff. And he was supposed to eat at 6 o'clock sharp. I was there at 4:30. The chef brings up the food at 5:30. I have a little warmer. 6:30 comes, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Him and his wife come out of the back suite. He sits down. First of all, he's wearing boots with velour pants, no shirt, with a purple cape on. So I'm like, who am I serving? Dracula? Like, what is going on here? And then he sits down and takes one bite of food and drops his fork on this expensive china and goes, "Food is cold," and got up and walked back into the back bedroom.
Oh, boy.
Mark, do you ever have to sign an NDA? If you're freely talking about all these celebrities, you never just have to sign an NDA when it comes to your job and talking about these people?
No, not at all. Like I said, this was old-time Vegas when they were separate owners. Now, maybe with, corporate is in, but yeah, then no.
Oh.
Fine. So my son wants me to do a podcast because I literally have thousands of stories, but...
I feel like we could go on for 2 hours,
yeah.
But we got to get down to it, Mark. The question everyone wants to know, what can you make a year, a butler to celebrities at a high-end hotel. How much does a celebrity butler make a year?
We make $75,000 to $90,000 when I left the job, plus incredible tips. I mean, a daily baseless, daily days, I would leave with $3,000-$4,000 just coming home, a regular day. In Vegas, I saw Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or Charles Barkley or Mayweather. Let me tell you one other cool story that I have is I went up to the room and Brad Pitt is there with Jennifer Aniston. And I go in and he asked me to watch David Letterman with him and help him eat the ice cream. So I did. And someone knocked on the door. And who was that? That was Julia Roberts. Now I'm sitting there watching with all of them. Then they told me to bring a bottle of champagne up to James Gandolfini, because this was back in 99 when they were filming
The Mexican
here.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
So I go up to James Gandolfini's room, call him Tony Soprano, told him real New York mob stories as I smoked a cigar with him.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe
that was
your life.
Normal night.
Mark, thank you so
crazy
much.
Stuff.
Like, seriously, we're
going
to have you back on. I just, there are so many more questions that I have, and the stories are unbelievable.
And he just says it so casually.
Yeah.
Brad and Jen Anderson watching Letterman. Next thing you know, Roberts
eating ice cream.
And those tips, if you missed it, one of his biggest tips was a $45,000 tip he got from a high roller that was in town.
Unbelievable. Mark, thank you for being part of Career Day. And if you are willing to be part of Career Day, we want to hear from you. Call us or reach out to us on our website, mix941.fm. You can remain anonymous. We want to hear about what you do for a living.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have a contestant. It's Mandy. You ready to play Heads Up, Mandy?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We want to get you these tickets, VIP passes, to check out Sublime with Rome at Downtown Rocks Fremont Street Experience. Your categories are presidential debate, Super Bowl 59, or Minecraft. Which one do you want to go with?
I guess Minecraft.
Minecraft it is. Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Mandy, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get 6 correct and Heads Up.
Oh, wait. I got to tell her what the category is.
Sorry.
Video Games Day is on Thursday, so these are all popular video games, okay?
Okay,
popular video games. Well, let's do this.
All right, here we go, Mandy. Heads Up. It starts now.
This is where you take different shapes and you put them together to make the lines disappear.
Candy Crush?
Let's pass. This is a yellow guy who eats dots.
Pac-Man?
Yes. This was a video game where you steal cars and, do illegal... Yes. This is where you are a plumber and you drive cars, or maybe you're towed.
Wreck-It Ralph?
No. It's Luigi and his brother, and you're in the...
Oh, Super Mario?
It's Mario, but you're...
Mario Brothers.
No, you're in a little vehicle and you're driving.
Mario Kart.
Yes. This is a war game, and a lot of people play it. No, let's pass. This is like an animal, a hedgehog that runs around, and yes. This is
10 seconds.
You play this with, like, you get a battle pass, and you get skins.
Fortnite.
Yes. This is the name of the category.
Minecraft! You just ran out of time, Mandy.
Just barely. I'm so sorry, Mary. The first one was Tetris, the one with the shapes and stuff. Call of Duty was like the war game. I don't know a lot about
the
Call of Duty.
The time seemed to go extra fast, and then Mario Kart, she got it, but she got hung up on that one for a good 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah, that took a lot of our time. So that means we did not get a winner. Darn it, I'm so sorry. Let's give these to Caller 20, though. VIP passes to check out Sublime with Rome at the Fremont Street Experience. They're yours right now for Caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
In the Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So tonight are the MTV Video Music Awards. They air at 5 o'clock our time with the addition of social categories. Taylor Swift, she still leads the pack with 12 nods in all, followed by Post Malone with 11, Eminem with 8. Eminem is opening the show tonight. Ariana Grande, Megan Thee Stallion, Sabrina Carpenter, and SZA, they are all next with 7 nods each. Still no word if Taylor is going to show up at the MTV Video Music Awards. They're very tight-lipped about it right now, so she may be there. Same thing with Beyonce. They're saying that Beyonce could make an appearance, but no one is saying anything yet. Megan Thee Stallion is going to be hosting the big night. She's going to also be performing. Certainly not the only performer, though. There's going to be some amazing acts tonight. We've got Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Camila Cabello, Glorilla. Katy Perry is going to be doing a 10-minute performance tonight because she's winning the Video Vanguard Award. She'll be up there. Lenny Kravitz, Halsey, Benson Boone. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely check it out. Lenny Kravitz is performing as well. Just for the performances alone, it's going to be a great show tonight.
Okay, let's give you guys the Artist of the Year category. See who you guys think will win, okay? Artist of the Year. Ariana Grande, Bad Bunny, Eminem, Sabrina Carpenter, SZA, or Taylor Swift?
Sabrina Carpenter. She got robbed in her Song of the Summer competition. She's going to win it tonight at MTV.
What do you think, Steph?
As much I want Sabrina Carpenter to win. It's Artist of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but I think Taylor Swift's going to take it. She wins everything.
You think?
Yeah, I really do.
Mercedes?
I think that Sabrina's going to win. I think that she just had one of those years that you cannot deny. It was her year. I do think Taylor Swift is going to win a bunch of her awards, though. I think okay. She is not going to walk away empty-handed, because you're right, Steph. She does win pretty much everything.
If you're looking at music and on the charts, didn't Sabrina Carpenter have a bigger year in the charts than Taylor Swift?
I don't know about
what are you
album.
Looking at sales. I mean,
well, yeah, she's, Billboard
yeah,
charts.
I think that she's definitely Taylor has got her beat in that.
In
category.
The wins, yeah, Taylor's won, but I believe charts maybe Sabrina. She's barely top. It was Short and Sweet, don't you think?
Yeah, well, and it just came out, so I mean we're talking video music awards, so I don't know. We'll see. What about Best New Artist? We have Benson Boone, Chapel Roan, Gracie Abrams, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims, and Tyla.
Ooh, to me it comes down to Chapel and Shaboozy. Big year for Shaboozy. Number one song still in the country. Had a couple songs with Beyonce as well, but Chapel Roan.
I'm going Chapel on that.
I'm going Chapel too. Yeah. I want Chapel to win.
I want to go Chapel, but just the way people vote, I'm going to say it's Shaboozy.
Okay.
We'll still see. We'll come back to this tomorrow. Yeah, let's get it. We'll definitely be talking about it tomorrow. Also this morning, a single ticket in Sugarland, Texas matched all 6 numbers in the Mega Millions jackpot.
Oh, there's a winner. Good for that person.
$800 million jackpot. That means for the first time since June, there is a grand prize winner in the nationwide lottery. Some good news, though, if you went to California to buy your tickets, there were also 4 tickets that matched 5 numbers and are worth $1 million. One was sold in California, Florida, New York, and Washington. So who knows? Maybe your neighbor just became a millionaire.
Heck yeah, I'd take that. I'd be so happy with that.
Finally, this morning, a lot of people feel really anxious about their health. And it shows their confidence. This new study shows that their confidence in their doctors is actually growing. This new poll came out that looked at how people feel about just the healthcare industry in general. And they found that a third of Americans say their level of trust in their healthcare provider has actually gone up in the last year. It found that people are less afraid about talking to their doctors about their conditions and symptoms. Before, a lot of people were just not really giving them the whole story. And 4 in 5 people feel like their healthcare provider actually listens to their concerns.
Yeah, that's the one person you need to be really honest with is your doctor or dentist, wherever you're going to. When they ask you questions about it, don't hold back, because that way they can give you the true diagnosis of what you have.
Yeah, that's the worst when you go to your hygienist to get your teeth cleaned. How often do you floss? Every day. For the last week. Since I knew I was coming here.
Talking about dance moves or in between my teeth. We've got our secret sound coming up here in just about 7 minutes. And when you identify that secret sound, you're going to get yourself an Apple Watch Gen 2. That's yours coming up next. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's an Apple a day here on Mix 94.1. You can walk away with this Apple Watch SE Gen 2 courtesy of RCA Records. Right now, if you're caller 20 and can correctly identify the secret sound. We've had some interesting sounds, and you know, some of them are easier than others, but we're going to test you today. If you think you know the following sound, you definitely want to call us right now at 702-364-9400. Are you guys ready for the secret sound?
Let's do it. Let me bring down this music here.
Here we go.
Here it is.
That is your secret sound. Caller 20 right now. What is it? You get it right, you're going to put a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2 watch on your wrist or wherever you may wear it. 702-364-9400. Okay, it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, and we are giving away an Apple a day, an Apple Watch SE Gen 2 courtesy of RCA Records. Hey, Janet, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. A little nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, all you got to do is correctly identify the secret sound. If you do, the watch is yours. Now, we're going to play this sound again just so you can get a second listen to it, and then you can give us your guess. Okay? Are you ready, Janet?
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, Janet, for a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2, what is the secret sound?
Cutting paper with scissors?
Is it cutting paper with scissors? Yes, it is! And they're not safety scissors. They are the real sharp scissors, too. I ran with them. I wasn't supposed to, but
I was running in the studio to record the secret sound.
Cut that, and then I ran out with them. Congratulations, Janet. You just got yourself an Apple Watch courtesy of RCA Records.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hold on 1 second, Janet, and we've got your Apple Watch tomorrow morning. Happens 9 a.m. with the secret sound. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here. We had a great time. If you missed anything on the show today, you'll definitely want to download our podcast. You can do that for free wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure you search Mercedes in the Morning. Also, download that Odyssey app so you can listen to Mix 94.1 all day long wherever you go. Best part, it's free. AUDACY. We are headed out, but first it's time for the line of the day.
This morning for Career Day, we spoke to Mark, who was a butler to the stars at one of the strip properties.
What is the most outlandish thing a celebrity has asked for?
Mariah Carey asked us to paint the walls pink in the hotel.
Oh my God.
And did you guys do that?
Well, it was a last minute thing, and they were like, no, we're not ripping down this great wallpaper. And yeah.
I couldn't believe some of the stories he told. If you missed it, download the podcast. Wait until you hear the story. about Brad Pitt and ice cream. I was like, oh, what? What the heck? Like, that was really fascinating.
We could have gone like 2 hours with Mark.
Seriously,
like, great.
We're going to have him on for a part two at some point.
Absolutely. Well, that'll do it for show number 2129 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant. It's Mandy. You ready to play Heads Up, Mandy?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We want to get you these tickets, VIP passes, to check out Sublime with Rome at Downtown Rock's Fremont Street Experience. Your categories are presidential debate, Super Bowl 59, or Minecraft. Which one do you want to go with?
I guess Minecraft.
Minecraft it is. Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Mandy, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct and Heads
oh,
Up.
Oh, wait. I got to tell her what the category is.
Yeah, sorry.
Video Games Day is on Thursday, so these are all popular video games, okay?
Okay,
popular video games. Well, let's do this.
All right, here we go, Mandy. Heads up. It starts now.
This is where you take different shapes and you put them together to make the lines disappear.
Candy Crush?
No. Let's pass. This is a yellow guy who eats dots.
Pac-Man?
Yes. This was a video game where you steal cars and, like, do illegal... Yes. This is where you are a plumber and you drive cars, or maybe you're Toad.
Wreck-It Ralph?
No. It's Luigi and his brother, and you're in the...
Oh, Super Mario?
It's Mario, but it, you're...
Mario Brothers.
No, you're in a little vehicle and you're driving...
Mario Kart.
Yes, this is a war game, and a lot of people play it. No, let's pass. This is like an animal, a hedgehog that runs around, and yes, this is
10 seconds.
You play this with like you get a battle pass and you get skins.
Fortnite.
Yes, this is the name of the category. Minecraft!
You just ran out of time, Mandy.
Just barely. I'm so sorry, Mary. The first one was Tetris, the one with the shapes and stuff. Call of Duty was like the war game. I don't know a lot about Call
of Duty. The time seemed to go extra fast, and then Mario Kart, she got it, but she got hung up on that one for a good 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah, that took a lot of our time. So that means we did not get a winner. Darn it, I'm so sorry. Let's give these to Caller 20, though. VIP passes to check out Sublime with Rome at the Fremont Street Experience. They're yours right now for Caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So tonight are the MTV Video Music Awards. They air at 5 o'clock our time with the addition of social categories. Taylor Swift, she still leads the pack with 12 nods in all, followed by Post Malone with 11, Eminem with 8. Eminem is opening the show tonight. Ariana Grande, Megan Thee Stallion, Sabrina Carpenter, and SZA, they are all next with 7 nods each. Still no word if Taylor is going to show up at the MTV Video Music Awards. They're very tight-lipped about it right now, so she may be there. Same thing with Beyonce. They're saying that Beyonce could make an appearance, but no one is saying anything yet. Megan Thee Stallion is going to be hosting the big night. She's going to also be performing. Certainly not the only performer, though. There's going to be some amazing acts tonight. We've got Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Camila Cabello, Glorilla. Katy Perry is going to be doing a 10-minute performance. performance tonight because she's winning the Video Vanguard Award. She'll be up there. Lenny Kravitz, Halsey, Benson Boone. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely check it out. Lenny Kravitz is performing as well. Just for the performances alone, it's going to be a great show tonight.
Okay, let's give you guys the Artist of the Year category. See who you guys think will win, okay? Artist of the Year. Ariana Grande, Bad Bunny, Eminem, Sabrina Carpenter, SZA, or Taylor Swift?
Sabrina Carpenter. She got robbed in her Song of the Summer competition. She's going to win it tonight at MTV.
What do you think, Steph?
As much I want Sabrina Carpenter to win. It's Artist of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but I think Taylor Swift's going to take it. She wins everything. I really do.
Mercedes?
I think that Sabrina's going to win. I think that she just had one of those years that you cannot deny. It was her year. I do think Taylor Swift is going to win a bunch of her awards, though. I think she is not going to walk away empty-handed, because you're right, Steph. She does win pretty much everything.
If you're looking at music and on the charts, didn't Sabrina Carpenter have a bigger year in the charts than Taylor Swift?
I don't know about
what are you
album.
Looking at? Sales? I mean, I think that she's definitely... Taylor has got her beat in that
in
category.
In the wins, yeah, Taylor's won. But I believe charts, maybe Sabrina. But she's barely topping it with Short and Sweet, don't you think?
Yeah, well, and it just came out, so I mean we're talking video music awards, so I don't know. We'll see. What about Best New Artist? We have Benson Boone, Chapel Roan, Gracie Abrams, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims, and Tyla.
Ooh, to me it comes down to Chapel and Shaboozy. Big year for Shaboozy. Number one song still in the country. Had a couple songs with Beyonce as well, but Chapel Roan.
I'm going Chapel on that.
I'm going Chapel too. Yeah. I want Chapel to win.
I want to go Chapel, but just the way people vote, I'm going to say it's Shaboozy.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see. We'll come back to this tomorrow. Yeah. We'll definitely be talking about it tomorrow. Also this morning, a single ticket in Sugarland, Texas matched all six numbers in the Mega Millions jackpot.
Oh, there's a winner. Good for that person.
$800 million jackpot. That means for the first time since June, there is a grand prize winner in the nationwide lottery. Some good news, though. If you went to California to buy your tickets, there were also four tickets that matched five numbers and are worth $1 million. One was sold in California, Florida, New York, and Washington. So who knows? Maybe your neighbor just became a millionaire.
Heck yeah, I'd take that. I'd be so happy with that.
Finally, this morning, a lot of people feel really anxious about their health. And it shows their confidence. This new study shows that their confidence in their doctors is actually growing. This new poll came out that looked at how people feel about just the healthcare industry in general. And they found that a third of Americans say their level of trust in their healthcare provider has actually gone up in the last year. It found that people are less afraid about talking to their doctors about their conditions and symptoms. Before, a lot of people were just not really giving them the whole story. And 4 in 5 people feel like their healthcare provider actually listens to their concerns.
Yeah, that's the one person you need to be really honest with is your doctor or dentist, wherever you're going to. When they ask you questions about it, don't hold back, because that way they can give you the true diagnosis of what you have.
Yeah, that's the worst when you go to your hygienist to get your teeth cleaned. How often do you floss? Every day. For the last week. Since I knew I was coming here.
Talking about dance moves or in between my teeth. We've got our secret sound coming up here in just about 7 minutes. And when you identify that secret sound, you're going to get yourself an Apple Watch Gen 2. That's yours coming up next. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's an Apple a day here on Mix 94.1. You can walk away with this Apple Watch SE Gen 2 courtesy of RCA Records. Right now, if you're caller 20 and can correctly identify the secret sound. We've had some interesting sounds, and you know, some of them are easier than others, but we're going to test you today. If you think you know the following sound, you definitely want to call us right now at 702-364-9400. Are you guys ready for the secret sound?
Let's do it. Let me bring down this music here.
Here we go.
Here it is.
That is your secret sound. Caller 20 right now. What is it? You get it right, you're going to put a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2 watch on your wrist or wherever you may wear it. 702-364-9400. My baby bomb. Okay, it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and we are giving away an Apple a day, an Apple Watch SE Gen 2, courtesy of RCA Records. Hey, Janet, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. A little nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, all you got to do is correctly identify the secret sound. If you do, the watch is yours. Now, we're going to play this sound again, just so you can get a second listen to it, and then you can give us your guess, okay? Are you ready, Janet?
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, Janet, for a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2, what is the secret sound?
Cutting paper with scissors?
Is it cutting paper with scissors? Yes, yeah. It is! Scissors. They are real sharp scissors, too. I ran with them. I wasn't supposed to, but
she
I ran.
She was running in the studio, to record the secret sound.
Cut that, and then I ran out with them. Congratulations, Jenny. You just got yourself an Apple Watch courtesy of RCA Records.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hold on 1 second, Janet. And we've got your Apple Watch tomorrow morning. Happens 9 a.m. with the secret sound. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here. We had a great time. If you missed anything on the show today, you'll definitely want to download our podcast. You can do that for free wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure you search Mercedes in the morning. Also, download that Odyssey app so you can listen to Mix 94.1 all day long wherever you go. Best part, it's free. AUDACY. We are headed out, but first it's time for the line of the day.
This morning for Career Day, we spoke to Mark, who was a butler to the stars at one of the strip properties.
What is the most outlandish thing a celebrity has asked for?
Mariah Carey asked us to paint the walls pink in the hotel.
Oh my God.
And did you guys do that?
Well, it was a last minute thing, and they were like, no, we're not ripping down this great wallpaper. And yeah.
I couldn't believe some of the stories he told. If you missed it, download the podcast. Wait until you hear the story about Brad Pitt and ice cream. I was like, oh, what? What the heck? Like, that was really fascinating.
We could have gone like 2 hours with Mark.
Seriously, like, great. We're going to have him on for a part two at some point.
Absolutely. Well, that'll do it for show number 2129 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.